What are some of the common questions that you receive from surgeons about the management of DCIS?
Well, I think one of the questions that was addressed somewhat recently, but there's still maybe a little bit of debate, is what is an adequate margin for DCIS? You know, for years we didn't know. There was an invasive consensus that said no tumor or NINGS is appropriate for invasive breast cancer, even if the margin is involved with DCIS. That's interesting. But for DCIS patients, a similar consensus panel recommended about a 2-centimeter margin. So that's a little bit more granularity in terms of the margin for DCIS. So a little bit of wider margin for DCIS is appropriate. Not to say that anybody that say that has a DCIS margin of 1 millimeter should definitely undergo re-excision. If it's a focal margin and everything else is favorable, you can modify that and not necessarily take the patient to surgery. And that was made clear by the statement. But if you say you have multiple margins that are very close, 1 millimeter, less than 1 millimeter, I think a re-excision is important. And that's one area of sort of debate still in the surgical circles. But as I said before, mainly because of patient preference, a lot of the patients with DCIS may undergo bilateral mastectomies nowadays. Not all, of course, but a good proportion of patients bring that as a point. And even if you don't recommend it as a surgeon, we go through the motions in terms of how much risk of contralateral breast cancer exists or ipsilateral new breast cancer in the future. For a 35 or 40-year-old woman or 45-year-old woman with a life expectancy of 40 to 45 years, there's a long time to go to potentially develop another breast cancer. And some people just don't want to take that risk. But obviously, we explain to the patients that that's essentially almost like a prophylactic surgery at that point. But we do that also for genetic mutations, as you know.